This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
On June 25th of 2025, Lakin Snelling posted on TikTok. She's standing on a street in a white tank top and a pink gingham pants, Beyonce playing in the background, living her best curated college life. Text overlays her goals for a future. A diamond ring, a house, money, a family, and right there at the end, a mother holding a baby. 18,300 followers at that moment in time. 50,000 likes, a University of Kentucky cheerleader from White Pine, Tennessee, showing the world exactly who she was. Here's what was also true at that exact moment. According to investigators, her phone contained weeks of private pregnancy searches, Facebook hashtags tracking each week of a pregnancy she was telling absolutely no one about. She had been documenting this baby in secret, methodically, privately, while posting goals to the internet like she was living in a different universe entirely. Two realities running at the same time. One for the audience, one for the closet. That is who Lakin Snelling is. And this week, a grand jury in Kentucky made it official. Curious to get your thoughts in the comment section on Facebook and Substack as we work our way through this story. The links are in the description. Let's start before the apartment on Park Avenue. Okay? Because what happened there didn't emerge from nowhere. It was the end point of something that had been building for years, and the people who actually knew Lakin Snelling, not her followers, the people who went to school with her, have been very clear about who she was long before any of this. Okay? These are allegations from people, former classmates from White Pine, Tennessee, where Snelling attended Jefferson County High School, described her to the Daily Mail as an appearance-obsessed serial bully. I can see that. Not one person, multiple. Sydney Kite, who went to school with Snelling, told the outlet that Snelling told her personal or took her personal anger out on a long list of people, including Kite's own sister. According to Kite, at one point, Snelling allegedly tried to run over one of her closest friends with her Jeep. Not a figure of speech, with her Jeep. The bullying allegedly got so severe that the friend had to transfer schools entirely just to get away from her. When that didn't work, Kite alleges the harassment continued through texts, TikToks, and social media posts. These are the allegations. She was obsessed with her appearance, very obsessed with being popular and fitting in, Kite says. She was always obsessed with being very thin and wearing tight-fitting clothes. She wanted a lot of attention. She describes Snelling allegedly cornering students in school bathrooms, intimidating them, parents complained to teachers. According to Kite, nothing ever stuck. Another community member, Jennifer Ricker, who wrote publicly that Snelling always treated my kids like trash in school and had never been held accountable. Never been held accountable. Does this play into the profile of someone who might have done this? There's a lot of people in the world of Lakin Snelling right now who are saying a phrase to themselves. Bitch had it coming. Now, I'm not here to say that. I don't know Lakin Snelling. These are allegations from people. But again, I mean, connect the dots. I think we all know someone like a Lakin Snelling. Or did, or have, or have encountered them in our life in one way, shape, or form, whether you were at that age or whether you were an adult and your kids are dealing with someone like it. You know the type. They fit the profile. She fits the profile. File all that away because it becomes the through line of this entire story. Every chapter of Lakin Snelling's life from White Pine to Lexington is a chapter of someone who believed the rules were for other people and who was right until she wasn't. She was also, for the record, a beauty pageant competitor. Shocking. Jefferson County, fairest of the fair. Of course she was. She arrived at the University of Kentucky and kept building the brand. Three seasons on the stunt team, a competitive discipline that combines partner stunts, tumbling, and gymnastics. She was studying interdisciplinary disability studies. She had a boyfriend, Connor Jordan, a former college basketball player. She featured prominently on her social media. Couples photos, Easter with the family, a photo shoot in June with matching white outfits in a field that observers, once they knew what they were looking at, described as something indistinguishable from a maternity shoot. She was posting it all, documenting everything, managing the feed. Meanwhile, according to court documents, she was also tracking a full-term pregnancy week by week on private searches, keeping it from everyone. Roommates suspected something. They had suspicions, according to the affidavit, but she never confirmed anything with them. She managed that too, kept them just far enough from the truth that they couldn't act on it. And in April of 25, she competed at the Stunt National Championship in Nashville video for the Flow Cheer YouTube channel. They captured her on that mat, and she performed. She showed up. She did the routine at full-term pregnancy. It's not something you can hide in a competition uniform. And people who later reviewed that footage had a lot to say about what they saw. Snelling said nothing. She just kept performing. It's not panic. It's not someone overwhelmed and out of options. That's someone executing a plan. And everybody else around seeing something but not saying something, because the show must go on. We've all worked way too hard for this to stop now. Even though you might be putting a pregnancy at risk. Oh, wait, she did that for everyone. Now, we get to August 27th of 25, the apartment on Park Avenue in Lexington around 4 a.m. According to the affidavit, one of Snelling's roommates sent a message to that group chat. She'd heard loud noises, something falling. Two other roommates confirmed they heard it too. One said the sounds lasted approximately an hour. Snelling told her roommates she had fainted, hadn't eaten. She was fine. She was going to see a doctor. Well, here's what actually was happening. Lincoln Snelling was giving birth alone in her bedroom. She told investigators she delivered a baby around 4 a.m. The child, for her own account, fell to the floor. She said she wasn't sure if she was breathing or if he was breathing. She was aware and conscious for approximately 30 minutes after the birth. Then, and I need you to hold this, she told hospital staff later that the baby had a little bit of a fetal movement. She said the baby made a whimper. He was alive. She heard him. She acknowledged it. What happens next is what she told investigators herself. She wrapped him in a towel, like a burrito, in her words, and lay down next to him on the floor because it gave her, quote, a little comfort in the moment. She passed out. When she woke up, she saw him turning blue and purple. And then she got up, went to the kitchen, grabbed a black trash bag, put her son inside it, and put the bag in the closet. This is where we go from narcissistic, bitchy type person to full-on monster. This is not just a confused teen or young person who's caught up in a extremely difficult moment in life. This is a monster. You don't do that. You don't do that unless there's something very seriously and dangerously wrong with your brain. So dangerous that the rest of the world should probably be protected from it, because if you're capable of doing that to your own flesh and blood, your own child, that you knew you were going to have, there really ain't no end to what you're possibly capable of doing. So why is the world so up in arms about this case? Why are they so put her away, pitchforks and torches? Because they know the damage she can do beyond just this. Anyone she's going to rake into her life, anyone she's going to seduce in with her looks and her charm and her drive, all for her image and all for herself, because that's the only modality this person has. They know the other lives that she is very capable of destroying as she continues her little tornado of life out and about. So, yeah. I guess we caught one early at the cost of a life that also probably would have been pretty screwed up considering that was going to be mom. I think there's a thought process here of lock her away. Just let's Let's mitigate the damage as best as we can. She then cleaned herself up, left the apartment, and went to McDonald's. She drove to the student health clinic, but according to the affidavit, she didn't go inside. She just drove there and left. So, puts her child in a trash bag, puts it in the closet, and goes to McDonald's. Well, what did you expect her to do? Not that. Not that. This morning after she gave birth to the live child and watched him turn blue and purple, the roommates went into her room. They found a blood-soaked towel on the floor, a plastic bag containing evidence of childbirth, and in the closet, a newborn baby boy cold to the touch wrapped in a towel inside a black trash bag. They called the police. Snelling wasn't home. Officers found her about 5 minutes away. She was taken in for questioning. She was arrested 4 days later on August 31st in charge of the abuse of a corpse, tampering with physical evidence, and concealing the birth of an infant. Then the Kentucky Medical Examiner's Office did its work, and the finding was definitive. Infant Snelling was born alive. The cause of death? Asphyxia. By undetermined means. So Lincoln Snelling's bullshit story is exactly that. If the prosecution in this case is right. Absolute bullshit. She asphyxiated her child. She didn't just fall asleep or pass out in shock. And then the child died. She killed it. She killed her son. Too much of an inconvenience to keep up that sort of an appearance and have a kid. Yeah, you're right, because you know what's the most wonderful thing in life is? Realizing it's not all about you, Lincoln. That's a little taste of life that should have kicked in for you. For most of us, it does when you have a child. We're almost like, oh, the world isn't all about me. There's another person here. Things go on after me. Things happen before me. It's kind of a blip on the radar. And do my best to make it a good world for those around me and those I care about and those I love. It's hard to do that when the only person you love is yourself. He didn't die before birth. He died after. The whimper was real. The blue and purple was real. What happened in between is what a grand jury called first-degree manslaughter. Before we get to the indictment, let's talk about what investigators found on her phone, because this is where the she panicked narrative collapses completely. Search warrants executed on her phone, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, and shared iCloud account turned up pregnancy searches, images taken during labor. She was snapping then, that she subsequently deleted, and what investigators described as documented evidence of a concealed pregnancy across multiple platforms. Police noted that other items appeared to have been deleted in an attempt to hide any evidence of the pregnancy, the birth, and the newborn, including specifically information related to the birth of a full-term baby. She wasn't cleaning up after a crisis. She was dismantling a paper trail. Those are different things. One is survival instinct. The other is calculation. The same phone that privately tracked her baby week by week also on June 25th posted a TikTok about how badly she wanted to be a mom. Think about that for a minute. Here's a part that tells you everything you need to know about Lincoln Snelling. The person, not the defendant, the person. She showed up to her arraignment in a bright red dress and makeup. Not subdued, not broken, not the face of someone who lost a child and is drowning in the weight of the sorrow. A red dress. Her parents bought it for her. The internet had a lot to say about that. Her father, Terry Snelling, held her hand in court while she kept her head down. She pled not guilty, posted $100,000 bond, and went to live at her parents' house in Jefferson City, Tennessee, under house arrest with no ankle monitor. The image managed the last possible moment She spent the following months in Tennessee while investigators continued building the case. A subpoena was issued to UK Medical Center in December 2025, requesting a medical record on Snelling dating back to August of 24. The case went to a grand jury in September, and Snelling waived her right to a preliminary hearing and let it go to the jury. The move of someone whose legal team had already done the math. And on March 10th of 26, the Fayette County Grand Jury handed up its indictment, first-degree manslaughter, abuse of a corpse, tampering with physical evidence, concealing the birth of an infant. The grand jury was given all four levels of criminal homicide to consider, and they landed on manslaughter. Commonwealth's attorney Kimberly Baird put it plainly. They heard testimony and decided that, which is their power to do, an arrest warrant was issued March 11th, and by the 12th, Lincoln Snelling has been booked into the Fayette County Detention Center. If convicted in all counts, she faces a maximum of 31 years. There's a version of the story that some people try to tell. Young women, impossible circumstances, abortion illegal in Kentucky, nowhere to turn. And I'm not going to pretend that those systematic realities don't exist, because they do. I have seen this firsthand. From friends, people, close friends who've had daughters in situations of unwanted pregnancies. And it's horrific and horrible, and the idea that we can't get abortions in any state is fucking insane. And the lives that are being put at risk because young women have to travel across borders, hundreds, sometimes thousands of miles, just to get to a place to get the health care that they need because their local physician won't treat them and can't treat them because it's too risky, is insane. But that framing also requires you to ignore the actual evidence. And the actual evidence in this case is specific, documented, and damning. This is not just that. This is a woman who tracked her pregnancy privately for months while posting about wanting to be a mom, who performed at a national championship on a mat while visibly pregnant, who managed her roommate's suspicions with surgical precision, who when her son made a sound, when he moved, when he whimpered, wrapped him in a towel and went back to sleep, who then put him in a trash bag and went to get breakfast, who deleted the photos and scrubbed the evidence, who showed up to court in a red dress. Her former classmates told you who she was years before any of this. Appearance obsessed, never held accountable, rules for other people, a person who allegedly ran a car at a classmate and walked away clean, a person who allegedly cornered students in bathrooms and faced zero consequences every single time. The people from White Pine saw it, the roommates felt it, the investigators documented it, and now a grand jury has put it on paper. Lincoln Snelling's son was born alive. He made a sound, and the only person in the world who was supposed to protect him decided her mourning was more important than his life. Some things don't require elaboration. That's one of them. Your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube and our Substack. The links are in the description. I'd love for you to join in on the conversation there. And be sure to press subscribe wherever you get podcasts so you don't miss any of our conversations on this and the many stories we follow for you right here. All right, we'll continue that conversation in the comments. Until then, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for The New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery. But we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.